And how did you go on with carving your beers?
Well, I had some bonny jobs, I'll tell you sometimes. I had. There's money time I was beat with it at the Gunfoot Veterinary, you know. Mm. Like, okay. If it were the lad wrong, I was jiggered. I couldn't deal out with him. So I just used the Gunfoot Veterinary, you know. Didn't
What's
live very
worst
far.
What job you can remember?
Why, I never had a real bad job. But worst job I ever had, it was my neighbour. This here coach, he had twins. And it was 2 days after. She wasn't very well. And he went for the veterinary. And the veterinary put his hand in. He said, there's another calf. But it was dead, you know. And he had it all cut away. And the stench was somewhat awful. I got high. And he happened to be there. And he was a teetotal fella. But he says, no, he says, you'd better come your wares in and I'll give you a glass of whiskey. Pit veterinary. But he never asked me, dear Jan. Hey, that's what vexed me. And I'd been there, Dean, as much as him, you know. But by cock, she did stink. Terrible. But I never had a dough like that. I've had them laid wrong, you know. And sake is that, but and he was a great hand at carving a cow. I was all right if they were all right, you know. But if ever out was laid wrong, I cared not about it. So I just went to the veterinary and he said, come and put job right. Worst job was when they hung the cleansings, you know. That's a rotten, lousy job. Mm. I don't know what caused him to do it, but I cared not about that job at all.
Did you have any trouble with them picking?
I did. And it's rather a funny thing about that job. There was a young fella come, and he wanted to sell me some stuff that would prevent this abortion, you know. And I said, why? I said, I've never had any abortion, so I didn't see why I need to buy this stuff. And very soon after that, a month or two after that, I started to have it. You know, and every blooming cow I had it. Some of them picked twins. There was calves laid all over wherever I went. And I'll never but say that that fella did somebody some of them cows while my back was turned. I got my better shilling he did. You know, he was hawking this here stuff, and because I wouldn't buy it, he would maybe inject somebody into one of them cows when I wasn't there. Mm. Aye. Because every cow I had picked it, and cows that are about on did spot, they're picked and all. And I'd never had a boss not job before. Mm. And if ever I could have found that fella, hey, you could have been him and me for it, I'll tell you. Because I'm sure he did somewhat, you know. It was rather funny, you know, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. But he happened straight away, so that fella had been here.
And how did you get rid of it?
I never did get rid of it. When I sold up, I had it. Mm. Aye. Yes, by gum. There was young picked the calf neat afore me sale. She did, I don't know, but I whipped her away up to some top buildings here. And next time I went to have a lay cut after the sale was finished, she'd put her calf bed out. Now, what a guy none we had. And there was a Bobby and his wife stopping at our house that come down for the night, you know. And he would have gone up and help us. The veterinary come, he would have gone up and help us. But nearly turned him up. But he did book. We had some nice Yorkshire ham, you know, for all supper, but he couldn't tackle. No, he couldn't tackle.